Good afternoon and welcome to Star of the Lawrence Burnian Radio Program. Very special. We'll begin with Vice President Dick Cheney, then Charlie Daniels, great country music legend, and the Treasury Secretary John Snow, all today. But first, our great pleasure, the first time since about 3 years ago, our opportunity to talk with the Vice President of the United States, the Honorable Dick Cheney in Florida today. Mr. Vice President, welcome back to the Mark Burnian Show. How are you?
Hello, Mark. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk with you. Appreciate your time today. I want to ask you, in light of the prisoner release today, 300 being released from that prison camp, will this go a long way toward making the right the situation so the insurgents might sort of give it up or pull back a little bit, thus making it possible to turn over control on June 30th?
Well, we're clearly going to go forward as announced and planned to turn over sovereignty to an Iraqi interim government on the 30th of June. That's not going to be affected by any of this. That's a firm date. We're moving aggressively towards it, and it's important that the folks out there that understand that, the Iraqis who are working with us, but also our adversaries, the terrorists like Zarqawi, who are doing everything they can to try to disrupt this process, and we don't want let that happen. I think it's important to remember here that there are Iraqis with concerns about the U.S. and so forth, but I think the main thing to remember here is that the people that are trying to disrupt this process don't want us to succeed under any circumstances, and those are the folks we've got to beat.
And you would concur, would you not, sir, that the visit by the Defense Secretary yesterday went a long way towards showing that we're still united, and the soldiers are united in their efforts to send a message to our enemies that our mission will be completed?
Oh, I think so. I thought Don Rumsfeld's visit out there was exactly the right thing to do. He was great with the troops. I watched some of his town hall meeting he did with our folks over there. And it's important for all Americans to remember that men and women are serving them. They're doing a superb job. They're doing a great job for all of us. And it's vitally important that we succeed in this mission. And when we do, well, we already do. We owe them a deep debt of gratitude. But Don going over personally to talk to him, and let them know we support them, and answer questions, and meet with our senior commanders over there is an important part of that.
Mr. Vice President, the President has asked the Senate and the Congress for the extra $25 billion to continue our work in Iraq. There's some resistance. It seems that they want to put some qualifiers, and we know that there's always political posturing in this year. Do you expect the President will get that wish by the Senate and the Congress?
I do. I believe we will. I think there's every indication Congress will support the request. It's a contingency fund to some extent. It's hard to tell in this kind of operation exactly how much you're going to need. You have to put together this budget that's now being considered by the Congress. It was actually pulled together a year ago by the Department of Defense, and then it goes to the White House, gets submitted to Congress in January, gets acted on along in the summer, and it doesn't really kick in until the 1st of October, and it's to carry us all the way then through Aught 5. So it's hard lots of times to make hard and fast forecasts that far in advance of exactly what you're going to need, especially under these kind of circumstances. So we thought it was important to go ahead and ask for some additional funds in case we need them for our military operations, in particular in Iraq.
Mr. Vice President, as this issue smooths out with the peace process in Iraq, will it be easier to call upon some of the Arab neighbors in the region to participate in the rebuilding of Iraq when they can see the progress of the insurgents eventually going away?
Well, some of them are helping now. That is to say, we've got getting help from Jordan, for example. Jordan's running a police training academy for Iraqi police. So there's some assistance being provided at present. Kuwait's been very supportive. We've still got major operations in Kuwait. A lot of flow of fuel and goods and so forth up into Iraq from Kuwait. So the record is mixed. Turkey's been fairly active, and a lot of their companies are in there helping out, contractors and so forth. In terms of the active participation by, say, troops from the region, many of the Iraqis haven't been all that eager to have that happen. Part of it has to do with the historic relationships there between Iraq, for example, and Iran to the east. They fought the bloody war in the 1980s. So it's a difficult neighborhood to work in, and you have to be careful who, in fact, does go in there.
After the Secretary of Defense appeared at the 9/11 Commission, Mr. Vice President, there was some light-level talk about perhaps offering compensation to those who may have been mistreated in the prisons in Iraq. We're not going to get into a whole lot of this, are we, of repaying these people? Because you know where that'll go, sir.
Yeah, I'm unaware of anything that's planned in that regard. It's conceivable somebody over there is planning on doing something, but I don't have any personal knowledge of that, Mark.
Okay. Moving to the economy, sir, new statistics that came out today. Inflation a little bit lower than they originally thought it was going to be, 0.2%. That's a good sign for the economy that continues its growth. 600,000 new jobs in the last 2 months. But, Mr. Vice President, knowing that we've still absorbed a good deal of debt from the rebuilding after 9/11 and our efforts in the Middle East, how will we do with the possibility of inflation and higher interest rates because of the debt service?
Well, you got to remember that we're already at a point where interest rates are at historic lows. The federal funds rate's about 1%. It's been there now for, the better part of a year. And in spite of having very low interest rates, we've also had a high rate of growth. Our economic growth over the last three quarters now has been running about 5.2%. It's the highest rate in nearly 20 years. The employment is looking better and better all the time. More and more jobs coming back. So the economy's in good shape. It's heading in the right direction. At some point, I would expect there will be an increase in interest rates. That's a normal part of the business cycle as we pick up activity here, and considering that we're starting from a very low level. But I don't foresee anything on the horizon at this point that indicates anything other than continued robust economic growth. That's what we see in our forecast, as well as in the blue chip forecast from outside government. So I think we're in pretty good shape there. We watch it carefully. We do need to be restrained with respect to the federal deficit, but the deficit outlook should improve significantly here going forward as we get more and more revenue in as a result of greater economic activity. So as the economy picks up speed, we collect more taxes, and that in turn will reduce the deficit. We'll have another forecast here. I think they do a mid-session review in the middle of July. We don't have those hard numbers yet, obviously won't until then, but I think every indication is that the original deficit forecast will in fact probably be reduced somewhat because we're doing so well on the economy.
Some states, Mr. Vice President, are mulling over the possibility of putting limits or not allowing companies to outsource jobs out of the United States to preserve employment in this country. I don't know if the administration will offer an opinion on it, but Mr. Vice President, is it good policy to put those limits to protect jobs? Does it take away freedom from American companies to reap profit?
Well, the important thing to remember, we're part of a global economy. We got a lot of outsourcing coming our way. If you get a BMW plant or a Honda plant here in the United States, those are German or Japanese companies that have built plants here to manufacture goods to sell. So a lot of terms thrown around here, but the bottom line is we've got the strongest economy in the world. We've got more people employed now in terms of our total employment than ever before in our history. We are the most dynamic major economy in the world today. The Europeans and the Japanese haven't been able to hold a candle to us in terms of their growth and so forth. And I think on balance overall, we do very well by going out aggressively competing. I think our people can compete with anybody in the world given a level playing field, and so that's what we're working for.
Mr. Vice President, there is the underemployed part of our population. We spoke with Elaine Chao, Labor Secretary, about that. Is it your belief that as the economy continues to expand, there'll be less and less of those people who are serving in the underemployed category?
I think so. I think that's what usually happens. I think it's also important to remember with some of our problems, when you get down to the lower levels of unemployment, when you get down into the 3-4% range, there's a number of things we need to do that are longer term than just the short-term business cycle, like education and training and getting professional skills for our people so they can take the jobs that do become available. We also need to work in a number of other areas to reduce to the maximum extent possible the burden that we impose on our companies in terms of their ability to invest and expand and create new jobs and help deal with things, for example, like health care costs, which have become a very important cost item, if you will, for many companies. We need to do things like medical liability reform so that we don't have malpractice insurance driving up are reluctant to hire people because they can't afford the provide the health benefits.
One final question, Mr. Vice President, and that is how you're doing. I know that you had your checkup this week. Everything worked out okay. You're on the road in the campaign, all prepared for a big, hot summer.
That's right. They certified me for another 30,000 miles, Mark. So, everything looks good at this point. And I'm out actively campaigning part of the time now. And that'll pick up during the course of the summer. And, of course, we'll have our convention at the end of August. And September and October will be hot and heavy in the campaign, although some days it feels like the campaign started a couple months ago.
Sure does. We'll look forward to seeing you out there. Mr. Vice President, thank you so much for your time. Stay in good health and all the best to you, sir.
Thanks, Mark. It's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Bye-bye, sir.